Session 7, Carrying It Forward. This isn't about having a clear destination or knowing exactly what comes next. It's about what has already begun to unfold. Something that doesn't yet have a name, but already has a colour, a texture, a way it feels in your body. And when you look closely, it isn't strange. It feels familiar, as though it was always a part of you. What you've lived through leaves marks, not just scars, gifts too. Things you couldn't have learned any other way. Maybe it's compassion for yourself and for others who are struggling. Maybe it's clarity about what matters and what no longer does. Maybe it's a different relationship with uncertainty, a little less fear of the dark. What you've lived through becomes part of you, part of how you see, part of what you quietly carry into rooms, into relationships, into decisions. You may not know where this is leading, but you're not leaving empty-handed. You carry something now. Not an answer, but a different way of relating to yourself. A value, a belief, a way of paying attention. Something that feels true. Ask yourself, what do I need to carry forward? And what can I leave behind? When loss cracks life open, when the platform we once stood on gives way, we begin to see differently. Some things that once mattered no longer hold us. Some still do. And some things you barely noticed before, are only now coming into view. They're still forming, but you recognize them. That sifting is yours. No one else can do it for you. As we come to the end of our time together, I want you to know you've sat with discomfort. You've let things be uncertain. You've stayed with what's here without rushing towards what's next. You've looked at what you're carrying and asked what still belongs. You're not the same as when you began this. You've learnt the importance of standing still, of being present, of listening for something deeper without losing yourself. These are not small things. What you've done here matters. Not because you did it perfectly, and not because you handled it well, but because you stayed. And maybe what you carry forward isn't certainty at all. Maybe it's a different relationship with the questions. One that doesn't rush them. One that doesn't demand answers too soon. One that knows you can live a meaningful life even while things are still unfolding. These lines from Mary Oliver have stayed with me. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds. Thank you for letting me sit with you.